Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه بما تعملون خبير صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the name Al-Khabir, which is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Khabir in the English language is translated as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is all aware. Allah is all aware. Allah is well acquainted. And when this name is in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the inner reality of everything. And so understand the meaning of this beautiful name. Al-Khabiru means that Allah knows the inner reality of everything. Now just to give you an example, as human beings you will find that insan has this tendency. He will want to portray himself in a way that the public eye should see him in certain mannerisms. And so when he is out and about, he's got this disguise that he wants to make sure that the people around in the public eye, they see him in this character and they see him and judge him by these mannerisms that he has. But there is also every possibility that the same man elsewhere will be the complete opposite. He will be the complete opposite. Nobody knows of that individual, the other side of this man. And so what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be careful. I am Al-Khabir and I know every side of you. Every side of you is in my knowledge. I am aware of that. There is a possibility that your wife knows you, but she does not know you 100%. There are certain things that are so private that even your wife does not know you. There is a possibility that you know your wife, but there are certain things that you might not know about her. You might not know. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-Khabir means that Allah knows the inner reality. The inner reality. Something that is very personal, very private, and something that is to do with you. be it genuinely good or be it a sin or of any nature. Al-Khabir means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the inner reality of things. Now as human beings, it's extremely difficult to judge another human being, to determine how this man is or how this woman is. Very often you will find yourself in a situation that you feel that this is the perfect son-in-law, that this is the right son, right boy to get married to your daughter. But in 6 months you realize that this was a big mistake. Or even vice versa, that the lady that person is married to, he thought that she was the best woman, the best wife. But unfortunately, the true colors came out after 5 months or 6 months. And so we are not Khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khabir. He knows everything. He knows the true colors of every individual. The man working in the factory to the imam that is sitting on the pulpit. From A to Z, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the inner reality of every individual that is here. And so that is why we have to be very, very careful. We have to ponder upon this beautiful, powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is Al-Khabir. However, our scholars have given us some understanding and explanation that there are certain things that we can do, and by doing that you might get some understanding of how that individual is, for you to know that person, how that person is, how his personality is. And so our scholars have mentioned one way to understand a man is to travel with him. Very often, safar, your travel, will give complete exposure of that individual in his character. When you actually push someone out of his comfort zone, when you take someone out from his routine, and when he is out traveling, ultimately he will have to face difficulty no matter what. That is why there is a sha'ir in the Urdu language. The sha'ir says, Safar sakar hota hai. Safar sakar hota hai, lekin wasile zafar hota hai. And so when you travel with a person, you actually begin to know that individual very well. That is why a lot of the times, I think, when people get married, they decide to go for a honeymoon. What do? They decide to go for a honeymoon. And immediately he and she are married, Mauli sahab has said, "Tune kabul kiya?" And he'll say, "Maine kabul kiya." Rush mein. "Maine kabul kiya." Ab tujhe kya pata tune kya kabul kiya? But anyway, tune kabul kiya. And then Maulana, you know, "Wish me well, I'm going for a honeymoon." But sometimes it can be very dangerous. It can be very dangerous. Because when you are not well acquainted with each other, and then all of a sudden you are traveling somewhere. You see, this honeymoon issue is not un-Islamic or Islamic. A man can travel wherever he wants to travel with his wife. That is jais. We give it the name that after marriage somebody wants to travel with the wife honeymoon. But the scholars have said that when you actually are traveling, that is the time your true colors are out. That is the time you'll actually gauge a person, how his temper is, how he reacts with people, how his moods are. That is the time you give him the full marks, how that individual is. And so that is one way of distinguishing and marking an individual, to travel with somebody. So when you travel with somebody, even for a few weeks, you go for Umrah or you go for Hajj with that individual, you will most definitely know that individual and his character, and whether you wish to pursue your interaction with him, that is entirely up to you. Another thing that the scholars have mentioned, the ulama, the companions have said, is the second way of understanding how a man is by his business transactions, is by his dealings, by what he is buying and selling. This gives a very open exposure also of an individual. You see, there is this tendency that human beings love wealth. They love wealth. And there is also this tendency, in order to increase, sometimes a person, he is lying. What is he doing? He has this tendency to lie. He has this tendency to break promises. And so these are the hazards. And this actually takes away everything from your very, very good character. Very good character. And the reason why I say this, I don't say this, this is what our scholars have said. And they have said, actually looking into the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam win the hearts of the people of Makkah? These were people who were stone hearted. They would bury their own daughters. Zara soche, which father would want to bury your flesh and bones, your own daughter who is crying, a baby, and bury her alive? Kaisa dil hoga? Bury her alive. So how did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam change the people of Makkah? And they were forced to give him a title. And they would recognize him by two names. As-Sadiqul Amin. What would they say to him? He was a man when he would give a promise, a mountain can move from its place, but Allah's Nabi would never break that promise. Allah ke Rasul ki zaban thi. Sahabi Rasul ki zaban thi. That tongue we don't have today. And let's not pretend we have that. We are all a bunch of liars. That's what we are. Truthfully, there is no doubt. There is no doubt. It's easy to perform salah. It's easy to do a lot of things. But to elevate yourself in good morals and in good character, no. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam won their hearts. These were the same people who would give their money, their wealth, their dirhams, their dinar, their gold and silver for safe keeping to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would not trust anyone else in Makkah Mukarrama. They would trust Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would give him everything. And they would say that if you want to give anything, give it to Muhammad ibn Abdullah as-Sadiqul Amin, who is the most trustworthy and the most truthful. The most truthful. Most truthful. This is what we need to do. We need to wash the tongue. When we do wuzu, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, make this tongue straight and make this tongue a tongue that understands what commitment is, what fulfillment is. That is very important. Sahaba ikram ajma'een were very meticulous in this subject. And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won their hearts. And if they would invite him, he would give honor to the noble and also to those who were considered as ignoble. He gave honor to the noble and to the ignoble. And he was known as Sadiqul Amin. Very, very powerful man. That is why Nabuwat is given to a Nabi at the age of 40. so that the people of the city, a Nabi can challenge them in morals, in good character, that do you find any discrepancy in my akhlaq? And if you don't find any discrepancy in my akhlaq, why should you think that I'm lying to you in worshipping one Allah? That is why we see in the Quran, when Shu'ayb alayhi salam's daughter in Madian, in the Quran, when she gave the description of Musa alayhi salam, she has used two words. How many words? Two words. Very powerful words. And she said to her father, who was old, the father was looking for someone that he can employ, because he had daughters. So she said to the father, my dear father, if you are looking for someone that should work for you, then select Musa alayhi salam. Why? There are two things that are in him. Two things that are in him. Al-Qawiyul Amin. One, he is physically very strong. And if you want someone to be employed and someone to work for you, if he is physically strong, it will mean that he is not lazy. He is not lazy. He will pick up things. He will do a lot of things. He is not lazy. And if he is physically strong, the other good character is Al-Amin, that he is very, very trustworthy. You can give him £1,000 and he is your worker, and you can go out for 6 months. You will expect the same amount back from him because he fears Allah. He is Amin. So she is saying the best man is Musa alayhi salam. But you see, the Quran is describing Anbiya alayhi salam. Powerful, powerful character. That everyone, they were Al-Qawi, but the salient feature of all the prophets was Al-Amin, Amanad-Dar. Amanad-Dar. Today, Allahu Akbar, if you ask somebody that, okay, I'm going to make this repayment to you, in the month of May, the month of June goes, July goes, August goes, September goes, you have to chase that person by. What's happened? Oh gee, I forgot. This all plays a very important role in promoting Iman, Islam, in damaging Islam, in breaking up communities, in breaking relationship. We don't even realize that. We don't realize that. And that is why, understand, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his mu'amalat, he was very, very powerful. A man who would speak the truth. A man who would speak the truth. That is why, when he was employed by a woman whose name is Bibi Khadijatul Kubra, the one who was later to become his wife. Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra would have workers, and she would employ people on a commission base. On a commission base. So what she would do, she was a wealthy woman. Some of the men would come and she would give her goods to them, and they would go to Syria and sell the goods, and in return, whatever profit they would make, she would give them a commission. So everyone would work for commission. So this time, with her slave Maysara, she decided that let me give this job to a man whose name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah in the city of Makkah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the goods from Bibi Khadijatul Kubra and went with Maysara to Syria. And subhanallah, Maysara was just watching and looking at the dealings and business transactions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he was selling. He was also a tajir. And when he came back, he gave so much back to Bibi Khadijatul Kubra that in her entire life she had not seen so much profits. She had not seen so much profit. She was shocked. And so she said to Maysara, Maysara, what's this? So much money this time. And Maysara said, there's only two things I can describe this man by. Sadiqul Amin. What a man. What a man. How truthful is he? How truthful is his tongue? How amanatdar he is? How trustworthy this man is? And by your trustworthiness, by your truthfulness, you actually pull people and attract people towards you, and you become the recipient of their du'as. What do you become? You become the recipient of their du'as, but not bad du'a. This is so important. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so this is the meaning of al-khabir. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your inner reality. We can pretend, we can become actors for the outside world, but in reality we can't hide anything from that Zat who is Al-Khabir. That he knows everything about you, everything about you. Now talking about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to give you an example, brothers that are sitting here, imagine if everyone in Leicester was to say to you, from now on, we are going to record and document everything about you, and we will transmit everything about you. So how you eat, how you drink, how you stand, how you sit, how you sleep, how you go to the toilet, how you come out from the toilet, how you walk, how you do your business, how you go out, how do you travel. Basically, everything about you, imagine there are people watching you, writing it down, documenting it, and transmitting it 24 hours about you. How would you feel? Would you take up that challenge? Is there anyone here who would want to take up that challenge? Koi hai? Huh? Would you want to take up that challenge even for 24 hours? That you go home now, somebody is there monitoring you. How he came out from the masjid, that's written. Immediately transmitted. How he put the shoes on or chappal on, that is transmitted. How his izar is, that is transmitted. How his clothes were, that is transmitted. How he was walking, that is transmitted. 24 hours, everything recorded, registered, documented, and then transmitted. Transmitted immediately. And more people are talking about you. More and more people are talking about you. Can anyone take on that challenge? Who takes on that challenge? The only one man. From the time of Adam alayhi salam until the day of Qiyamah, only one man. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 63 years of his life, he takes on this challenge. I challenge you openly. Write whatever you want to write about me, and freely write about me during the day, during the night, during the morning, at Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, any time, in Makkah, in Medina, in my travels, write about me, transmit about me. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. We have excelled your lofty character. Allah's Nabi was of sublime character. That is why some of the Sahaba, in the early stages, they actually came to him and they said, O Nabi of Allah, are you sure you give us permission that we are to narrate everything? There might be certain things that you are saying, it is only personal to you. It is personal. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to laugh. And he said, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Don't you know your Nabi does not speak from his own impulse, it is from Allah. I give you permission to narrate everything and anything that you want. That is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so my respected brothers, we have been continuing with this very important theme and topic, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we covered Al-Latifu, and this week is Al-Khabiru. And Al-Khabiru is a very powerful name. What it means is that Allah knows your true colors. Knows your true colors. And what Allah wants from us is that we stop pretending and we actually take in lofty and good character that will promote Iman and Islam in a positive way. Now one meaning of Al-Khabir also, which we need to understand, is from the word Mukhtabir. And it also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we may blow our own trumpets and we may praise ourselves. You know, you get some people saying, I'm not doing ghibat, I can speak in front of him. What do they say? I'm not doing ghibat, but I can speak in front of him. When you could not speak in front of him, when you could not say a lot of things. Only when a person is tested, that is the time his true colors open up. Only when he is tested. Very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his imtihan. But only when a person is tested, the meaning of Al-Khabir means that when a person is tested, even before his test, Allah knows the outcome of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the outcome of it. That is why when a child is born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the outcome. Whether that child will remain in the state of iman or whether that child will remain in the state of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves. There is one very beautiful hadith narrated in the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh in conjunction to this name Al-Khabir for us to understand. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit and he would gather people that, brothers, if you are not going to listen to the lectures and to the Quran and hadith, your hearts will become rusty. Your hearts will become rusty, and when your hearts become rusty, and if you take a rusty heart in your grave, there is nothing but regret. Because there is nothing that you will take back with you. This is what Shaitan does. He wants you to waste your time year after year, year after year, year after year. Same habits, same habits. There is no enjoyment. There is no punctuality. What is it? There is no punctuality, regularity. And the only way to actually remove the zang from your heart is by listening to the kalam of Allah and by listening to the teachings of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will make you strong. That will make you powerful. Remember, more powerful than your body is your soul. More powerful than your body is your soul. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een were powerful. Why? Because their ruh was very strong. Their ruh was very, very strong. They could actually confront a lion. This is not a fairy tale story. And confront a lion and speak to the lion and say, hey, get out of my way. Get out of my way. Why? The ruh was very powerful. Very powerful people. They understood. They understood the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would sit and listen. They would not just sit because it is the night of the 27th of Mi'raj. And once in a while, accidentally, it so happens to be the 27th night of Rajab. Let us come and, you know, do our farz-e kifaya and listen. Thereafter, let's wait for the 15th of Sha'ban. Thereafter, let's relax and wait for the 20th. This is foolishness. This is foolishness. Because you are not getting an opportunity to cleanse yourself. Aaj insaan ko thori si khansi hoti hai, he runs to the surgery. A bit of pain to the chest, he runs to the surgery. A bit of pain in the body, he is so concerned about his physical body, but he's not concerned about his spirituality. Understand, my respected brothers and elders, this is what we need to understand. This will strengthen your iman, believe it or not. Aadmi kuch bhi banta hai, sunne se banta hai. Koi magic stick nahi aati hai ke bhai magic stick yun maar liya to ye waliullah ban gaya. Kuch aisa nahi banta. Nobody becomes like that. Sahaba would listen. And this ummah is that ummah which says, sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. What is it? We listen and we obey. And so listen to this. Hazrat Abu Huraira is the narrator. Sahih Muslim, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi has narrated this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the people and he said to me, listen to me what I'm going to say to you. They were three men in the time of Banu Israel. How many men? Three men. Aqra', Abras, and there was also another individual. Three individuals. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test them. Allah decided to. Remember I said, Al-Khabir means that Allah knows your inner reality. And He knows your inner reality and the outcome of it. But Allah decided to test these three individuals. And so Allah said to the angels, go and test him. Angel went. And so this angel went to the first man. This man was suffering from leprosy. So he was a leper. And so this angel came to him and said to him that, tell me, what is your wish in this dunya? What is your wish in this dunya? What do you desire? So this man lifted up his hands and showed the skin to this angel and showed his face, that if you can cure me from leprosy, I'm a leper, and because of this people are naturally disinclined towards me and they run away from me. And so if I can be cured. So this angel said, okay. And so this angel put his hand on his body and immediately Allah cured him. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him. And then this angel said to this man, tell me, what property would you like? So this man said, what property I would like? And he said, I would like a camel. What would I like? Camel. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this man a pregnant she camel. A pregnant she camel. It was there. And so this angel said, are you happy? And he said, I'm happy. And he left. And now he went to the second man. The second man, believe it or not, was a bold-headed man. Takla tha, ganja tha. Sar pe pagri aur topi pehen lo, to koi problem nahi. A lot of the youth wear topi at a very young age. And what is the hikmat and the magic of wearing topi? Is that when you take the topi off, you find a massive bald patch. The crown is there. But this man was without hair. And so the angel went to him. In the hadith it comes. So the angel asked him same questions. Is there anything that you desire? So he put his head down and he said, my desire is beautiful hair. I want beautiful hair. I look handsome. So this angel put the hands on the head. Immediately very beautiful hair was given to him. And then the angel said to him, do you want any property? What property do you want? So this man said, I want a cow. What do I want? A cow. Allah gave him again a pregnant she cow. Pregnant she cow. Gone. Third man that was to be tested. See my respected brothers, all of us are being tested. Allah save us. We don't realize, but Allah save us. This dunya, ye dhoke ka ghar hai. Bilkul dhoke ka ghar hai. Imam Ghazali describes this dunya like a snake, that the skin of it is very beautiful. But when you take your hands on top, it will bite you and kill you. Be obedient to Allah. Live like how Allah wants you to live. You dictate everything that what you want, and you will see that this dunya will come running after you. But if you go running after it, you will become the slave of this dunya, and there is nothing but destruction for you. Have yaqeen and tawakkul upon Allah. And so the third man was a blind man. So this angel went to him and said, is there anything that you desire? And he said, restore my eyesight. The angel put the hands and like Isa alayhi salam, immediately eyes were restored. This man was happy, he can see. So the angel said to him, do you want anything as part of your property? So he says, yes, I'll have a sheep. What will I have? a sheep. Again, a pregnant sheep was given to this man, and everything ended. And after many, many years, what had happened is that, subhanallah, a lot of barakat was given to these three individuals. All of the animals had given birth to young ones, and the animals had multiplied in many folds, so much so that from one camel, from one cow, from one sheep, the entire valley was filled with animals. Entire valley was filled. They became great, wealthy individuals. After many, many years, then Allah wanted to test them. Of course, it was a test. The angel came to the first man as a leper. As a leper. Suffering from skin disease. And he went and he met up with this man and said, "Assalamu alaikum, dear brother. I heard that you were also once upon a time nothing, but Allah made you something." What were you? "You were nothing, but Allah also made you something. I am a traveler, and in my travel I have lost everything. My livelihood is lost. I ask you in the name of Allah who has given you everything, can you give me one camel so I can complete my journey?" So this man looked at this leper. You see, we forget our past. We forget our past. This is the problem. We forget our past. This is the problem. Nange aaye, nange jayenge. Nange aaye, nange jayenge. This is the reality. And so what happened is that he said, "I haven't got time for you. Why do you waste my time? Go away. No time for you." So this, he was disguised as a human being, was an angel. He says, "You have no time for me. But all of this wealth that you have." Then he said that all of this wealth that I have received is due to my inheritance. It is from my inheritance. So the angel stopped and said, "Teek." And he looked and he said, "Allah, if this man is lying, return him back to his original state." And everything was taken away. Everything was taken away. Then he went back to that person who was a bald-headed man. Same question. "Okay, I'm a traveler. I've lost my livelihood. Bhai, you know, can you spare me even one cow? It will help me, my means of suffer." Again the same answer. "This is from my inheritance. Who are you? I've got no time. Bhai, quickly get out." So he says, "You've got no time, but don't. I have heard that you were in a difficult situation once yourself." So he goes, "No. This is from my forefathers. This is inheritance. We were intelligent people from the top. This is given to us." Again this man was lying. The same thing happened to him. Allah changed his condition to his original form. Then he went to that blind man and he asked the blind man. The blind man said, "Come and sit. Alhamdulillah, today I'm a wealthy, wealthy man. You see, all these animals that you see in this valley are all yours. Take as many as you want, because Allah is the one who gives. Allah is the one who takes. I was nothing. Let me tell you, I was blind. I was so muhtaj. I could not even walk. I would need assistance from people. Completely disabled. My Rabb had sent somebody. Somebody's dua. I could see now. Allah gave me a lot of wealth. Take everything that you want." And the angel said to him, "Mubarak. Allah had sent me to test you, and you have succeeded in your exams, in your test, whilst previously the two individuals have failed, and Allah will give you much more than this." And he left. This was a hadith that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to his gathering. He gathered all the companions and he explained to them that Allah is Al-Khabir. Allah knows your inner reality, who you really are. Pakke sache insan ke jo rang hote hai na, the inner reality is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all the success in this dunya and in the hereafter. Let us be obedient, my respected brothers. Let us change our akhlaq. Let us give time to our brothers. Give time to our brothers. And if somebody asks you for time, give them time. Why give them time? Sab busy hote hain, main bhi busy hota hu, aap bhi busy hote. Everybody is busy. But the one who was very, very busy was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave time to everyone. Kabhi aisa nahi tha ke somebody had come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ignorant to him, or Allah's Nabi had turned his face away from him. Allah's Nabi would look at him in such a way that as if that man felt attracted to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of his good akhlaq, and immediately the love of Allah and his Rasul would enter the heart. My respected brothers, the month of Ramadan is coming. I request all the brothers, please take out time. Come and listen to the bayans. By listening to the bayans, meri salary mein koi ziyadati nahi hogi bhai. Allah gawah hai, main minbar ke upar baitha hua hoon. Main ikhlas ke saath bol raha hoon. Faida hi faida hai. There is just faida, there is nothing. We are actually saving our community. There is destruction in front of us, we are not realizing. Imaniyat, your iman is only strong when you hear of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take an opportunity. Wallahi, if you feel comfortable in anywhere else, to another scholar, go to another scholar, because that scholar is also my brother. There is no problem with that. No problem, go where you feel happy. But give your time. Listen to the Quran. Don't let shaitan beat you. Aaj maine kuch waqt zyada liya hai, slightly. But generally, you know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. 20 minutes, 25. We have time to exercise. We have time to play football. We have time to play badminton. We have time for everything. Can we not allocate time to listen to the Quran and Sunnah? That will assist us, that will change us for the better. We will actually know what to do and what not to do. اللہ پاک مجھے آپ کو ہر ایک کو توفیق دے. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمین الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین. اللہ کریم ہمیں توفیق دے کہ ہمارے اخلاق اچھے بن جائے. اللہ کریم ہماری زبان اچھی بن جائے. اللہ کریم ہماری زبان اچھی بن جائے. اللہ کریم ہمارا سننا اچھا بن جائے. ہمارا دیکھنا اچھا بن جائے. اللہ کریم تو ہی دل کا مالک ہے اور دل کو پھیرنے والا ہے. اللہ کریم ہمارے دل کو پھیر دے تیری طرف. اللہ کریم ہم متقین میں سے بن جائے. اللہ کریم ہمارے اندر جذبہ پیدا فرما کہ ہم دین کی خدمت کر سکے, اسلام کی خدمت کر سکے. اللہ کریم یہ بہت بڑا فریضہ ہے. اللہ کریم تیرے پیارے نبی خاتم النبیین ہے, ہمارے اوپر ایک بہت بڑی ذمہ داری ہے اس دین کی اشاعت کی. اللہ توفیق ہمیں ایک بنا دے, ہمارے دل ایک بن جائے, ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ محبت ہو, اختلاف انتشار فتنوں کو دور فرما. اللہ کریم فتنوں کو دور فرما. میاں بیوی میں کوئی پریشانی ہو, اس پریشانی کو دور فرما. اولاد نافرمان ہو, دور ہو. اللہ ہماری اولاد کو ابرار بنا, متقین میں سے بنا, حافظ بنا, عالم بنا, اور دنیا میں بھی یا اللہ اس کو لائق بنا, متقی بنا. اللہ کریم ہر شر اور فتن سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیت اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.